So when you start looking at things like that, it brings it into a new light, new perspective, don't it? Because what if a boss came up to you and said, hey, I need you to fix these three things, and you go, okay, I'll get to that immediately. You know, and then the preacher gets up there and says, hey, you know, and he starts preaching on love or whatever it is, and you go, I already know all that. There's obviously some things going on, or, you know, the Holy Ghost wouldn't have us going that way. Amen. And trust me, there's some things that it really helped me this morning with this too. I was like, all right, amen, I guess. And obviously we're talking about love.
Yeah.
Amen. So 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. And here we go. But I, say I. Who's he talking to?
Me.
Say me.
Me.
I discipline. The King James says, I keep under, or I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. What does that mean? That means I'm not letting my body do whatever my body wants to do. That means whenever I get mad, I'm not letting my body just mouth off at the mouth. That means whenever my spouse does something in the house and makes me angry, I'm not just mouthing.
Amen.
Hey, man, you might as well say amen, because we're going to get into it this morning. You might as well. It's about as far as we're going to get. All right? Might as well say amen. It's just going to get, it's going to get better, I promise. Amen. Because that's me and Pastor Chelsea, we was talking to my mom and dad the other day. They've been married quite a while. And Chelsea said, when is marriage easier? Obviously, because I've got, man, pray for me, because she's hard. No. Oh, that was funny. But it's a constant work, ain't it, on both sides? Because, look, we're all human. We all get tired naturally and hangry. And so when we get hangry, we get a little touchy. Better feed them quick. But even in those moments, we can't allow our mouth to get us in trouble and get us out of the blessing.
Yes, sir.
And get us out of position of what God wants in our life.
Yeah.
Because that's the one way that the is able to come into our lives if we allow him to.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yeah.
You ought to read James 3.
Yes.
Whenever you have a chance, read James 3.
Yes, amen.
It's an unruly.
Yes. Amen.
I keep under my body and I bring it into subjection. Is God going to do it for you?
No.
Whose has to do it? Each and every one of us has to take care of our own body.
Yes,
we have to not allow our body to do what our body wants to do.
Amen.
Especially about midnight when you wake up and you go, son, we got ice cream in the fridge right now. I bet nobody will know if I eat half of it. We still got to keep our body under.
Yes, sir.
Right? We have to.
Yeah.
You might as well say amen.
Amen.
Turn over to Romans 8, please. Romans 8, we'll start about verse 1. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are where?
In Christ
Jesus. Amen. Who walk not after
flesh.
Not after the flesh.
Yes.
You know, you spit on me, I'll spit on you. You talk about me, I'm going to talk about you. You do something to me, I'm doing something to you. That's flesh. That's flesh. I said that's flesh. See, there's therefore now no condemnation to who? Those who are in Christ Jesus, who what? So if we are walking after the flesh, so if we are just allowing our flesh to do what our flesh wants to do and our mouth to do what our mouth wants to do, amen. I'm telling you, I got real beat up this morning. I did. Sitting at my table going, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I repent. I'm sorry. I shouldn't. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I did this for a while this morning because it really helped me. Because if God wants me to get into his fullness, then he's just showing me where I need to correct things in my life so I can get there. And so I thank him for it. See, I don't look at correction as a bad thing. I look at it as a thank you, God, for helping me see where I need to fix it so I can move forward now. Amen. We need to look at it as thank you, God. I didn't realize that that's what was hindering me and holding me where I was at. Thank you for allowing me to see that so I can correct it and now move past it and get closer. Amen. There's therefore now, we're past that. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, right? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen? Amen. Amen. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. For they are after the flesh, do mind the things of the flesh. Amen. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is what? There you go. I mean, that pretty much sums it up for us. It's death. Well, thank you. I'll fix it. Now I can move forward. But to be spiritually minded is what? I love that he doesn't just say life. There's peace. There is also life and peace. Amen. Look over at verse 13 now, please. For if you live after the flesh, what? Mad. Look, I didn't write the Bible, okay? Amen. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Amen. And then I love verse 14. We might as well read it. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what?
Sons of God.
Amen. All right, now let's go over to Romans 12, please. I'm going to read that one out of the Passion. Romans 12, I'll start about verse 1. Romans 12, verse 1, it says, beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies? Hang on, let me make sure that's the right one. I encourage you to surrender yourselves to God to be his sacred living sacrifices and live in holiness, experiencing all that that delights his heart, for this becomes your genuine expression of worship. Yeah, here it is. And then verse 2, it says, stop imitating.
Amen.
Stop imitating the ideas and opinions. I really love that.
Amen.
The opinions. The opinions of the culture around you. Because what in the world does everybody else's opinion have to do with you? Everybody else's opinion is not going to help you. I promise you. And if you're stuck on Facebook with everybody else's opinion, I would encourage you to move on. The ideas, stop imitating the ideas and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. Amen. Verse 9 says, I'm going to read it to you out of the Amplified Classic first. Let your love be sincere.
Yes. Amen.
A real thing.
Yeah.
Hate what is evil. Loathe all ungodliness. Turn in horror from wickedness. But hold fast to that which is good.
Amen.
Amen. And then it says, love one another with brotherly affection.
Amen.
As members of one family.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Giving precedence and showing honor to one another.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor. Be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice and exult in hope. Be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of God's people, sharing in the necessities of the saints. Pursue the patience of hospitality, or practice of hospitality. Bless those. You had me till we got there. We was doing good till you read it. That is a hard one. Seems to be, anyways. Amen. Bless those who persecute you, who are cruel in their attitude toward you. That'll learn you. It says, bless and do not curse them. Time out. Ah, Jesus, so you're telling me they can be ugly, but I can't. So they can have a bad date, but I can't. See, I thought Christians were supposed to stand out. I thought Christians were supposed to be different. Right? And we are, correct? Amen? And so if God says that we're able to do this, then obviously we're able to do this. Because the love of God's been shed abroad in whose heart? So bless those who persecute you, who talk about you, who constantly just run to the boss and try to tattletale on you, cut you off in traffic. Even the waitress that's having a bad day that hasn't come to your table since they've been there the first time to give you a drink. And so now you just can't even eat your food because you ain't got nothing to drink at all.
Yeah.
Even that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Normally I'll tip them extra.
Yeah. Huh. Yep. Amen.
Because first off, what if they just had something go on in their family before they got to work? And if I'm a Christian and I'm blessed to be a blessing, then why don't I show it?
Yeah.
See, that's where we need to start changing the way we think about everything in life.
Yes, sir.
Because if I'm truly a Christian, then I'm blessed to be a blessing, then I need to truly think, well, what can I do to help them? Not, why are they being so stupid right now? Where's my drink at?
Yeah.
They forget that I was even over here eating food? This is the worst waitress I've ever seen in this store. I want a discount. I want to see your manager.
Amen.
Come on.
Come on.
That's good.
Come on.
Amen.
Hey, man, I told you it's just going to get a little bit worse. Just buckle up. We're going to get there. Amen. Just smile at the person beside you. Say, we'll get through it. Amen, because the love of God's been shed in just a couple people's hearts, right? And so if it's been shed abroad there, then we just ain't tapping into it. We just refuse to yield to it. And we just want to yield to Satan and his anger. And his hatred. Because first off, Satan hates everybody. We understand that, correct? And so if we're just being hateful to everybody, then who do you think we're yielding to? Jesus?
No.
If we're just sitting here mouthing people, talking about, you're the worst waitress I've ever seen, you think I'm yielding to Jesus right now and his love?
No.
Who do you think I'm yielding to? Because that sounds nothing like love, first off. I'm telling you. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, help us, please, because they looking mad. Hallelujah. Chelsea, get the car running. If I run, you run. You can't see them, I can. Amen. Amen. Where was we at? Hallelujah. Where was we at? For real. Yeah, bless them which persecute you. Yep. And we're back on that one. Amen. Bless those who persecute you. Amen. Because seriously, have y'all ever had a bad day? I mean, I know you as a waitress, and I'm sure you had a bad day being a waitress. And I mean, was you hateful to people on accident? You know, she's lying. I'm sure. Not hateful. I'm just saying, not being hateful, but maybe you just forgot to do something, you know? I mean, because if stuff's going on at the house, you're not thinking about them right then. You're not. Because if you got a bunch of stuff going on, or if a bunch of stuff is going on in their life right then, we don't know what's going on in people's lives. We don't. They could have had somebody pass away. Things could be going on with their wives, their kids, their husbands, whatever. We don't know. And then we're sitting here talking about, let me see your manager, I'm going to get you fired. You think we're really adding to that? And then, who cares if there's nothing going on? They just want to be hateful. What do you think is going to soften them up? Yeah. Being hateful back or showing them the love of God? So either way, it's a win-win.
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
Not only that, if I go around saying I'm a Christian and I'm being hateful, don't say you're from Spirit Life Church. Please. Amen. And I'm not trying to talk about me and Chelsea, but we really do. We try to tip them people more. We truly do. Because I don't know what's going on. Not only that, love will just break everything down on the inside of them. And if I do tip them more, it'll just set them, it's like putting coal on their tongue, on the top of their head. They can be hateful to me, but I'll just show the love of God to them. It'll just set them afire. They can do what they want. I don't care. It ain't going to affect me. We got to settle that in our own lives. Amen. I said we got to settle that in our own lives. If we're going to walk in love or not. That's our own individual choice. I can't make that choice for you. That's your own choice. Amen. Yeah, the Amplified, it said, who are cruel in their attitude towards you. That just, man. Especially if you're not having a good day and somebody's kind of already pushed your buttons a little bit, that's when you really got to watch it. That's when you really got to watch it. And trust me, Satan knows. Because he's already sent everybody to get on your nerves, and so he knows you got that one nerve left. Right? And so he's got somebody else coming to try to just break it for you. But you got to know. You got to realize what's going on. And that's where it takes a mature Christian to realize. This is ignorant. This is just another attack from Satan. He's trying to get me off my game. Not going to happen. Look. And I wouldn't tell the person this. Be ignorant if you want to, you know. Say it to yourself. Look, they can be ignorant if they want to. It ain't going to faze me. Amen. It ain't going to stop me from doing what I'm called to do, what I'm supposed to be doing. Amen. Amen. The Passion, I'll start about verse 9 with the Passion too. It says, let the inner movement of your heart always be to love one another. And never play the role of an actor wearing a mask. Despise evil and embrace everything that is good and virtuous. Amen. Amen. Despise evil and embrace everything that is good and virtuous. Amen. Be devoted to tenderly loving your fellow believers as members of one family. Amen. Yeah. Try to outdo yourselves in respect and honor of one another.
Amen.
If we did that every single day,
yes, sir.
Tried to outdo ourselves from yesterday of respecting or honoring somebody,
yes, sir.
Amen. Be enthusiastic to serve the Lord. I gotta watch these stupid kids again. At least one of y'all left. All right, we're going to place this. Yep, amen. All right, moving along. Okay, yep. Be enthusiastic to serve the Lord, keeping your passion toward Him boiling hot. Amen.
Amen.
Radiate with the glow of the Holy Spirit and let Him fill you with excitement as you serve Him. Let this hope burst forth within you, releasing a continual joy. Don't give up in a time of trouble, but commune with God at all times. Amen.
Amen.
Take a constant interest in the needs of God's beloved people and respond by helping them. And eagerly welcome people as guests into your home. Speak blessing, not cursing, over those who reject and persecute you. Amen. Amen. Let's look real fast at Exodus, please. Exodus 23. Exodus 23, about verse 25. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
If you go through here, it talks about like the commandments and the laws right there. All right. What God asked them to do. But verse 25 at the end, well, we'll read verse 25. It says, "And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall," this is the King James, "and he shall bless thy bread and thy water." And look what Jesus, God's going to do.
Amen.
"I will take sickness away from the midst of" who?
Amen.
Look at 26. "There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land." And then what? "The number of your days I will fulfill." Amen. And that's from his commandments. He's asking them, look, you do this, you do all this, these commandments right here, this is what I'll do. I'll take sickness away from you.
Yes.
And the number of your days I'll fulfill, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now turn over to Romans 13. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Romans 13, verse 9, it says, "For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely," what? "Love," verse 10, "love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore," what? "Love is the" what? So then Exodus 23 talking about all those commandments. So now right here, that's the old covenant, correct?
Yes,
sir. Now the new covenant, the greatest commandment is what?
Love.
Because right here it says it, correct?
Yes, sir.
Everybody agree? It just says it right here. But the great, because if you love somebody, you're not going to commit adultery, correct? If you love somebody, you're not going to steal from them, are you?
Right.
Are you?
Right.
If you love somebody, are you going to lie?
No.
Are you?
No.
You're not going to do any of them if you love them. That's why it says the greatest of them is love.
Yes, sir.
Because if you love, you're not going to do any of them.
Right.
And so he says in the old covenant, look, you keep my commandments, I'll take sickness from the midst of you.
Yeah.
And now new covenant, you love, and I'll keep sickness away from you. New covenant, you love, I'll keep sickness away from the midst of you.
Amen.
You love, Brother Hagin didn't have a headache from 1933 to 2003 when he went home to be with Jesus.
Yeah.
You do the math. How long is that? Somebody that's good at math. From 1933 to 2003. That's impossible. You do whatever you think. He didn't have a headache from 1933 until 2000. From 1933 to 2003. He said that he would walk in love. No matter if anybody else did, he would not allow anybody to get him out of love. He said that if somebody told him that he killed his mother-in-law, that he wouldn't even deny it, because he wouldn't want to get out of love to talk about him. That's how much in love he wanted to stay in it.
Yeah.
Because he understood the fulfillment of the law.
Yeah.
That God will take sickness from the midst of us if we stay in love.
Yeah.
And the number of your days he will fulfill. See, he understood that fully.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you might as well say amen. We just read it.
Yeah.
Amen.
You can turn over to Matthew real fast. Matthew 22. Well, look at that one. Matthew 22, verse 25. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
No, 37. Matthew 22, verse 37. Is that what I said? Sorry. Matthew 22, verse 37. Amen. It says, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great what? And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen.
On these two commandments hang all the law.
Yes.
So it says it right there as well.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes,
sir. All right. Just making sure y'all reading the same thing I'm reading.
Yeah.
I want y'all to listen to something about love real fast from Brother Hagin. Will you pull that up, please?
And he came out to hear me. I had, when I preached out in the country, worked for him some in town. And so he
Where's
said,
the video at?
Brother Kenneth, he and his wife are there. He said, I always like to hear you preach. And so he said, you know, someone came down to the Methodist Church 40 years ago and preached divine healing. And I claim Christ as healer, and I haven't been saved. Not one bit of sickness. And he said, at 90, I'm just as good a man as I was.
Can you stop it? Stop it and start it over,
yeah.
Please, so they can see it.
He said, you know, I know it's not.
All right. Good talk.
But he said, I know it's faith works. And he did this. He said, I got every tooth in my head, not one cavity. And then he said, you know, I asked God, I read there what he said. You know, he knows if a sparrow falls to the ground, he knows the number of hairs you got in your head. And I asked God just to keep, and I didn't, at that time, I didn't think of that, and I'd already lost mine. And he had a full head of hair at 90. And just little streaks of gray. Well, I said, praise God. And so he started to, you know, we dismiss one another, service is over. He started off, he turned around and come back. He said, Brother Kenneth, I asked God to help me keep this.
He's pointing at his tongue.
I remember then, because I worked for him. A number of us boys did. And you never heard him say anything bad about anybody. Now, for instance, this went out all over, you know, a little town, 8,000, 9,000 people in those days, much bigger now. But something happened, you know, tragedy or anything, it goes out all over town. You know. There was a fellow that was a World War Number One veteran, and he got.
He didn't have one bad thing to say about him, but everybody else in town did.
Yeah.
It's crazy, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
And at 90 years old, that older gentleman didn't ever have one cavity, had all of his teeth, all of his hair, and had a couple gray hairs.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, whenever I hear stuff like that, it makes me really perk up and listen. Because they learned the truth in the Bible. Now, other people are like, well, that doesn't really work. Well, you can think what you want, but when I start hearing about the effects of it,
yes.
And people, I see the testimonials from it, then I'm like, you know what? Regardless of what y'all think, I know it's true. Because first off, I know Brother Hagin, and I know I actually went to his Bible school for a little bit. And my parents did too. And he doesn't lie.
Amen.
Period. And so if he says it's so, then it's so.
Yes, sir.
But he met this guy and he worked for him. But that was just amazing to me that this older gentleman learned this.
Yeah.
Learned it. And was able to do it.
Yes.
I mean, that says something about it,
yes,
though.
Sir.
That should really make us understand what love does, though.
Yes.
What love will do to our natural bodies for us if we hold to it. I mean, it's hard sometimes to stay in love with people because, let's be honest, there's just some people rub your fur the wrong way.
Yeah.
There are. You know, sometimes we're just not having the best day or whatever, or we just didn't get enough sleep or whatever, and so sometimes, you know, we're just a little touchy. We are.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But we still got to learn to be not so touchy,
yes,
or learn not to let that just run rampant.
Yes.
Let that just do what it wants to do. That's the key.
Yes, sir.
Because then we got to go back and apologize.
Yes.
If we're really a Christian.
Yes.
Because if we're speaking death, if we're speaking hurt, you know, what are we really doing then? Turn over to Ephesians 4 real fast, please. Ephesians 4, about verse 26. Say amen when you get there. I'm going to read it to you. Thank you all for pulling up that video. Appreciate it. I know we got that new computer. They're still figuring it out. Trust me. I'm glad it's y'all and not me. Not even lying. Because that would have been one of my love tests right there. Because y'all have just seen a computer going... Computer just fly across the auditorium. Well, we got to retake that test. Oh, amen. Verse 26. Everybody there? Ephesians 4, verse 26. I'm going to read out the Amplified Classic. It says, when angry, what? So we can be angry and not sin? Yeah, Jesus did because he turned over all the tables, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. When angry, do not sin. Do not ever let your wrath, your fury or indignation last until the sun goes down.
Right.
Amen. Leave no such room or what? For who? Give no opportunity.
Yeah.
No opportunity to who?
Yeah.
To Satan.
Yeah.
How would we give him opportunity? By being angry? By being angry and allowing this to do what it wants to do?
Yeah.
Because if I get out of love, am I yielding to love?
No.
Am I giving Satan an opportunity then?
Yes.
Because am I doing what the Word of God says if I get out of love?
No.
Yeah.
Amen. Do we understand that?
Yes, sir.
All right. I know I'm repeating a lot, but amen, it's good.
Yes, sir.
No, give no opportunity to him. Amen. Next, please. Let the thief steal no more, but rather let him be industrious, making an honest living with his own hands, so that he may be able to give to those in need. Amen. That's a good verse right there. If somebody's stealing, let them stop stealing. Let them go make an honest living so that they're able to sow seed. Amen. Amen. That way they're able to bless other people, right? Amen. Go ahead. Let no foul... Man. We was doing all right till we got here again too, huh? And it's interesting that it says foul or polluting. A polluting language. A polluting language. I looked up polluting. It's to make unfit for use by the addition of something harmful or undesirable.
Amen.
Amen. Contaminated, poisonous, or infected. Let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk. Man. Ever.
Yeah.
It doesn't say just once in a while. It says ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Come out of your wife or your husband's mouth. If it said that, we'd be doing all right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What does it say? Come out of whose mouth?
My mouth.
Say my mouth.
My mouth.
But only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others.
Yes.
So only things that's going to uplift somebody and help them. So only speech that's going to uplift them and not just tear them down. Not degrading. Not making them feel dumb. Not making them feel worthless. I can't do that. Amen. Are y'all all right? Amen. Spiritual progress of others as is fitting to the need and the occasion. That it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those who hear it. Amen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not offend or vex or sadden him, by whom you were sealed, marked, branded as God's own, secured for the day of redemption, of final deliverance through Christ from evil and the consequences of sin. Amen.
Amen.
Next, please. Let all bitterness.
Amen.
Amen. Let all bitterness and indignation and wrath, passion, rage, bad temper. Some people's kids. And resentment, man, anger, wait, and animosity, quarreling, brawling, clamor, contention, can we please stop reading this, slander, evil speaking, abusive, blasphemous language, be banished from you. With all malice. Amen. Spite, ill will, or baseness of any kind. Of any kind. That pretty much sums it up right there. Of any kind. So, I mean, do we understand it by this point? But thank God for his help.
Yes, sir.
Because if there were things hindering me from the fullness, thank God I realized it, and now I'm able to move forward. And if I ever get out from the umbrella of love, I run as fast as I can to get back underneath it.
Yes, sir.
I really do. Do I always walk in love towards Chelsea? No, but I'm endeavoring to.
Yes, sir.
Amen. No, but I'm endeavoring to.
Yes.
Amen. It's still a walk for me just like it is for y'all. I still have to watch that just like y'all have to watch y'all's.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I still have to keep my mouth shut whenever I'm touchy.
Yes.
Amen. Let's read it out of the Passion. I don't know why, but we're going to read it out of the Passion now. I looked up worthless too. It means valueless, trashy, useless, of no benefit, futile, and unproductive. Unproductive. Amen. Ephesians 4:26 says, the Passion says, but don't let the passion of your emotions lead you to what?
Sin.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. How would it lead you to sin? By letting this run rampant.
Yeah.
By allowing that anger to just get a hold of you. Right?
Yeah.
Amen. Don't let anger control you or be fuel for revenge. Well, look, we're going to have to get them back. This is what we're going to do, all right? Amen. I wish y'all could stand up here and look at you. Amen. Amen. I'm not saying I'm scared for my life, but no, I'm joking. Don't let anger control you or be fuel for revenge, not for even a day. Amen. Don't give the slanderous accuser, the devil, an opportunity to manipulate you. Amen. If any one of you have stolen from someone else, never do it again. Instead, be industrious, earning an honest living, and then you'll have enough to bless those in need. Amen. And never let ugly or hateful words come from your mouth, but instead let your words become beautiful gifts that encourage others. Do this by speaking words of grace to help them. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God has sealed you in Jesus Christ until you experience your full salvation. So never grieve the Spirit of God or take for granted His holy influence in your life. Amen. Lay aside bitter words, temper tantrums. You don't know what they said. Can we take a side journey just real fast? Real fast. Now, how many of y'all ever had kids, have kids, seen kids? That should be all of us. If you didn't raise your hand, you should get out more. All right. Anybody ever seen a tincture tantrum from a little kid? How old are they? 2 to 4. If a 12-year-old's doing it, you should educate that kid. Yeah. Anyways. So, if a 30-year-old is doing a tincture tantrum, if I'm a grown person and I'm really having a temper tantrum, then that's really saying that spiritually I'm like a 3-4-year-old. Amen. Amen. Y'all all right? Okay. Amen. Revenge. Son. Profanity. All right. Insults? You mean I can't talk about them behind their back? Man. But instead, be kind and affectionate toward one another. Just what about the person I like? I'll be affectionate toward them. Has God graciously forgiven you? Has He? At least a couple of y'all agree. Amen. Then graciously forgive one another in the depths of Christ's love. Amen. Amen. Turn over to Philippians 4 real fast, please. Amen. We are almost there. Thank God. Amen. Philippians 4, about verse 8. Say amen when you get there. I'm going to read it to you out of the King James. It says, finally, brethren, Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue or love, and if there be any praise, think on these.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty explanatory right there. So that lets you know right away what to think about.
Yes,
don't it?
Yes,
I said, don't it?
Yes,
so does that say start worrying about what the government's doing?
No,
so then why are we? Because it says, go back to the beginning, please. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true.
Yep.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I got it. Whatsoever things are honest.
That's right.
Whatsoever things are just.
Yes.
Whatsoever things are pure.
Yes.
Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are good report.
Yeah. Yeah.
If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things.
Amen.
It lets you know what to think about.
Yes, sir.
So if we ever have a question what we should be thinking about, that answers every question about what we should be thinking about throughout the day.
Yes,
every question right there. Because if you're going into work or something like that, and if you had if you're getting called into the office or something, or you had a disagreement with somebody at work, right? And then you're going back to work the next day, you know the first thought Satan brings to you, it is, well, I'll tell you what, if they say this, I'm going to say this. And then if they say that, I'm going to say this. And so now you got a full-blown conversation with yourself.
Yeah.
You've done fought them about four different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've done explained to your boss why they messed up,
yeah,
what they've done wrong, how they've done messed up everything, and you ain't even at the job yet.
Yeah.
And then you get to work, and they just wanted to ask you, hey, what do you want to eat for lunch today? And Satan has managed to get you so worked up and angry before you get to work. Now you're so touchy whenever somebody says hi, you're like, what? Because you sat there and meditated on that long enough to get so that it was able to get you mad enough. So no matter what anybody said, your response is, what? What do you need? Amen. Hallelujah. We are almost done. Thank God. Hallelujah. We might as well hit this while we're here. Go over to 1 Timothy, please. 1 Timothy, I believe it's 2. Yeah. Excuse me. 1 Timothy 2, verse 1. Yeah, man, don't write me a letter because I ain't going to read it. All right. So it says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, so this lets us know that what's the first thing that we should do. Right? This is telling us, first of all. So that lets us know right off the bat, first of all, this is it. This is what you need to do, first of all. Correct? Everybody agree? Says it, right? Supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men? Time out. You had me till you said all men. All men? Are you sure it says all men? All men. So I got to be thankful for all men.
Yeah.
Look, if Satan can keep us in the dark and keep the blessing from us, then he will. Amen. Next, please. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's letting us know, right? So it's letting us know that in verse 1 it says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Not just for all men, but for kings and for all that are in authority. So it's telling me to pray for the people that are in authority. For all that are in authority. Not just the people that I'm in, that I run for or that I vote for?
Right.
Say no. Some of y'all's unsure. You're like, oh, I'm ain't saying it. Ain't saying it. Amen. Let's read it again. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, because we just went through love, what love is supposed to act like, correct?
Yes.
Didn't we? And then right here, what does it say? I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers. So prayers. So you're telling me I can't just talk about how dumb this party is on Facebook? I mean, I can, yeah. I can. But then I can't complain about God. What's going on? Why are my kids sick? God, I thought you said you was going to bless me. Well, I'm trying to, but you're keeping yourself out of my promises because you're not walking in the light that I've gave you so far. Because you're not following my word. And I can't go outside of my word just to do something for you, because then I'd be a respecter of persons. Correct? If God can't just step outside his word and go, okay, I'll bless you even though you're not doing everything inside my word. Look, we're not responsible to walk in everything inside the word that we don't know. But as soon as we come up to new light and we don't walk in it, then that's when we mess up, correct? But if we don't know about it, then we're just kind of not, what's going on with it? We all right? I need to move it? We good? No? But I forgot what I was saying anyways. But I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men.
Amen.
I know it's hard.
Yes,
trust me. You think I wanted to pray for them?
Right.
Not at all. But the word says that I need to, and so that's what I do.
Amen.
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 Verse 2, it says, for kings and for all that are in authority. Right?
Yes, sir.
But look at the next part. That's what I want y'all to see for right now. It says, that, what? See, for too long, Christians have been on the complaining and talking about the government or people in authority instead of doing what 1 Timothy 2 says to do. And then they complain about it. You know, and put it on everywhere talking about this is stupid and they're dumb and all that stuff, right?
Right.
Amen, because I've seen it.
Yeah.
I was one of them for a while until I seen this, and I was like, I better stop that. Amen.
Yeah.
But then it says that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life.
Yeah.
So if we're not praying, then that's where we've kind of messed up as a church whole, as a body. See, we get confused, like, well, I can't believe the world's doing what it's doing. I can't believe it's going like it's going. Well, what does that say? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. Are we doing what verse 1 says? Amen. You might as well say amen. Because verse 1, it says, for kings and all who are in authority, that. See, we do verse 1, that we may lead. Right? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. Right? Is that not what it says? Everybody agree? Amen. Turn over to Mark 11 real fast. We have to hit that. Mark 11, 23, please. King James. Amen. Everybody all right? Amen. Amen. We're still alive, doing good. All right. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have what?
He says.
Whatsoever he says. Correct? Yeah. Next, please. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, you receive them, and what's going to happen? You'll receive them. What does verse 25 say? And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. See, we believe verse 23 and 24, but when it comes to 25, we kind of stop sometimes. And we don't read that because it says, "If and when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any." Because forgiveness will keep you out of the blessing of what God has for you. Because forgiving for unforgiveness is not walking in love, is it?
No, sir.
Amen?
Amen?
Well, you don't know what they did to me. No, you don't. But you don't know what they did to me either. And I still had to forgive them. You don't know what happened over in Iraq. And I still had to forgive those people.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It took me a few years to do that.
Yeah.
More than a few. It took me a while to do that, to be honest with you. Because I didn't like anybody. And I still had to do it. Because
yes,
if the Bible says I can do it, then I just believe I can do it. Yep. Because if I couldn't do it, then God would be unjust.
Yes, sir.
If he told me to do something that is impossible to do, then he would be an unjust God.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Amen. Okay, I think y'all are beat up enough. You and myself. Amen. Amen. Well, Father God, we love, thank you, and praise you, and we thank you, Father God, for this word this morning. I thank you, Father God, for the light that we have received from your word. I thank you, Father God, that we will walk in it, and I thank you, Father God, we won't shy away from it, but I thank you, Father God, we'll jump in it with both feet. And if we do mess up, Father God, and get out from underneath the umbrella of love, that we'll run as fast as we can, we'll repent and run as fast as we can and get right back underneath the umbrella of love. And I thank you, Father God, Holy Ghost, quicken unto us whenever we do that and help us with it. And we thank you for it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said amen and amen.
Amen.
Are we going to the door?
We are going to go to the door to be able to greet you.